Hola a todos, mi nombre es Jorge Flores y este es un episodio más de Potencializa, el podcast en el que me dedico a compartir ideas de negocios, tips de mercadotecnia y a tener conversaciones con personas que han sido capaces de diseñar sus propias vidas y ser felices. Todo esto con el fin de aprender de su experiencia y obtener consejos. Así que prepárate para aprender algo nuevo y llevar tus proyectos al siguiente nivel. En este episodio les comparto la entrevista que tuve la oportunidad de hacerle al reconocido actor y ganador del Oscar, Forrest Whitaker, quien ha participado en películas como Bird, Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, El Último Rey de Escocia y muchas otras más. Poder realizar esta entrevista fue toda una aventura y casi imposible, debido a la agenda tan apretada que traía Forrest. Sin embargo, gracias a amigos y conocidos, se pudo llevar a cabo. Si tienen la curiosidad sobre saber qué hacía una estrella de Hollywood por esta parte de México, en este episodio, Forrest nos cuenta sobre su proyecto que tiene trabajando durante ya varios años en la ciudad de Tijuana. Ese día estábamos a las carreras, olvidé ponerme mi propio micrófono, así que este audio fue grabado totalmente independiente a ese día, por eso van a escuchar unos posibles cambios en el volumen en el que yo estoy hablando y en el que Whitaker responde. Gracias por su comprensión. Espero el episodio sea de su agrado y los leo en los comentarios. What's your name and what are you doing today in Tijuana?
My name is Forrest Whitaker and I'm here with the WPDI, or the Whitaker Peace and Development Initiative, to graduate youths in the Youth Peacemaker Network and to also graduate youths that have been and elders who've been training in entrepreneurship and in conflict resolution education.
How did the project come to mind?
This project came to mind like in 2012. That's when I first began work. It was something that I explored when I was in Uganda. I met my first child soldiers and I realized that there was a similarity to the gang members that I knew back in Los Angeles. I decided that I wanted to work in an organization that would be able to build peace on the ground. I initially started with the UN, and then I started my own program shortly after.
What are the main challenges of propelling a project like this?
I mean, there's always issues of, it depends on what type of challenges. I mean, there's issues of just getting it up and running and having the funds. So to raising the funds to be able to run the organization is one. There's a challenge of infrastructure as they're putting things together. And then there's going to be other challenges, I think, when our trainers and the people that are running the organization here, Tijuana, WPDI Tijuana, will be facing, which will be issues in the community, things with problems with the youth, but all those things are overcomable. You know, they're just challenges that have to be faced. You know,
in what cities does the project take place?
Right now in Mexico. Takes place in Chiapas, takes place in Tijuana. In Uganda, it takes place in Kiriandongo, in Gulu. And in South Sudan, it takes place in Eastern Equatoria, Western Equatoria, and Central Equatoria State. And then we're on the Cape Flats of South Africa. We're in the school district in Los Angeles.
And why Tijuana?
You know, I felt there was a need here. I live in Los Angeles. Come back and forth to Tijuana before. I realized that there was a need that we might be able to do something to contribute to building peace and development in that community. And I had affiliation because of my, growing up and knowing like 50% of the people that I was dealing with almost were from Mexico. So we decided to move here. And when we were able to find like a great staff and a realtor became involved and everything started to fall into place, then started to take on a life of its own.
What is your motivation to do this?
There are 1.9 billion youths on the planet. 408 million of them are in areas of conflict. My goal in the North Star is to be able to work with those youths all over the world, to be able to bring peace to the planet, to the youth.
Final message to all the people that you have helped around the world.
To continue to give back as much as they can to the people that they see around them that need their aid, and to believe and to know that they can accomplish what they need to if they just continue to be persistent, even in the most difficult of situations.
Thank you.
Two. That's six?
Yes.
Nah, I'm just joking.
Esta fue la entrevista con Forrest Whitaker. Recapitulando, Forrest vino a Tijuana para la graduación de los chicos de su programa WPDI, un programa que se desarrolla o se lleva a cabo en zonas de conflicto alrededor del mundo. Muchas gracias por escuchar mi podcast Potencializa. Si te gustó el episodio, puedes apoyarnos dejando una calificación en alguna de nuestras plataformas. Recuerda, la recomendación de boca en boca es nuestro mayor impulso para seguir creando contenido. Gracias.